City police and Alaska State Troopers were called to do a welfare check on Cody Ayer, who was distraught, had a handgun, and refused to obey responding officers as he walked along the Steese Highway on Christmas Eve 2017. At an October press conference, when some police video of the interaction was released, Chief Eric Jukes described officers' repeated efforts to resolve the situation peacefully.
They called out to Cody approximately 78 times. 78 times they said something like, "Drop the gun. Cody, you've got to stop moving. You've got to stop walking. Don't do it. Cody, don't do it. Let's talk. We can get you help." Some other affirmative attempt to let them know, to let him know that there's another way out of this.
Chief Jukes said officers, two of whom had crisis intervention training, fired when Ayer pointed his gun toward them and made a threatening comment. An investigation found the officer's use of deadly force was lawful, but Ayer's family disagrees. Cody Ayer's sister, Samantha Harrison, questions the way law enforcement approached the situation from the start.
It's really important to be able to differentiate between someone who is having a mental health emergency and someone who's acting with criminal intent. And to make that decision, to make that differentiation, right there in the beginning, and then deploy two different protocols that don't look the same.
There's a plethora of choices that could be done differently.
Cody Ayer's father, Kyle, points out that some responding officers carried assault-style rifles, characteristic of what he describes as the militarization of law enforcement.
For lack of better words, it's almost like law enforcement has declared war on the American people.
The Ayers say they are trying to file a lawsuit, but continue to struggle to access case evidence, including complete video and audio recordings of the incident.
The general public has kind of viewed it as like, oh, great, they released the body cam footage. You know, it's a done deal. No, it's not a done deal.
Cody Ayer was Alaska Native, and his family is pushing for more robust, culturally sensitive crisis intervention training for law enforcement. The family is divided between Fairbanks and Juneau, and Cody Ayer's grandmother, Linda Downs, says she plans to stage a rally on the Capitol steps in Juneau on Christmas Eve to raise awareness about the need for better training.
Such a tragic death that being able to do anything you can to prevent young people from dying is really critical, I think.
Events are also planned for Fairbanks on Christmas Eve. Harrison says the family will retrace the four-mile route Cody walked before his death. Promotion of the walk and other events are part of an ongoing social media campaign.
Cody's platform, we call it hashtag Keep Walking with Cody. And the reason we call it Keep Walking with Cody is because on the night of his death, he was choosing life. He was choosing to go on a walk.
The Ayer family invites the public to join them for the last mile of the Christmas Eve walk, a candlelight vigil, and a party to follow. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.